Are you getting tired of what they're saying about healthcare in Congress? Nothing's happening. The legislature is stalemate, and here we are. Does our healthcare lie in the balance? I have with me Dr. Jane Orient. She's been in solo practice, private practice, since 1981, and she's the executive director of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. And she is currently also president of Doctors for Disaster Preparedness. Dr. Orient, thank you so much for joining me on this edition of Encounter. Where are your thoughts on this whole thing as a physician? Where do physicians stand?
It is very frustrating to hear all that's going on because Congress and the media and everyone seems to be determined to confuse health care with coverage. And the coverage under health plans, like under Obamacare, isn't even insurance. It's just a way of sucking up all your money in premiums and then maybe possibly doling out to you something that somebody believes you should be able to get if at some point you decide to make a claim.
So talk a little more about that. Let's unpack that a little bit.
Well, health care really is what you do for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You could follow your grandmother's advice.
Oh,
you can
go
to the doctor and you can pay for his advice. You know, you shouldn't smoke, you shouldn't drink to excess, you shouldn't take drugs, you should get your exercise and eat your vegetables and on and on. But that is your responsibility to take care of your health.
That's true. And in the olden days, our moms gave us lots of those home remedies that we used on our kids, and we didn't take them to the doctor every 20 days when they showed a little sign of a cold or flu or something.
Well, that's right. And adults shouldn't be needing to go to the doctor all the time either. If they're going and taking three or four different drugs, chances are they might be better off without them. That's a debatable issue. But anyway, that would be medical care, medical treatment, rather than health care, taking care of your health.
Mm-hmm.
But also important is to understand that a health plan is not the same thing as insurance. Insurance is what you get for your car and for your house in case you have an accident or a fire. The premiums are reasonable. You pay them and you hope never to have anything else to do with the insurance company. It's only supposed to pay you money if you have a disaster, and the premium that you pay to protect you against that depends on your risk. If you live in a fire trap, it'll cost you more. If you have DUIs or you're a young teenager, you will pay more for your car insurance. But Obamacare is forcing everybody into price-controlled products and forcing the insurance company to offer them to you after you're already sick. And this is guaranteed to make insurance unaffordable. It's guaranteed to penalize low-risk, young, healthy people. And what these people will be inclined to do is to say, I'm not going to buy that, especially if they're forced to allow me to buy it after I get sick. And so the premiums keep going up and up and up, and it's to the point now where I don't see how anybody can afford it.
So what do you recommend, and what do your colleagues, as they are treating patients, let's start with, as your colleagues and you are treating patients, what do you see maybe more and more of because of this whole debacle?
Well, I think that what patients are seeing is more and more difficulty getting in to see the doctor, more and more experiences where they have to wait a long time for a 5 or 7 minute visit in which the doctor is clicking things on his computer screen instead of seeing to their needs, and where the doctor really is constrained to follow what the insurer or the government tells him is the best practice instead of taking the time to figure out what is really bothering the patient and what might be the best course of action for that particular patient.
So what can we do as recipients going to the doctor? How do we get through that so we get the best care we can get?
I think you need to look for a doctor who is free of insurance. Look for a third-party free physician. I mean, a lot of patients get upset because the doctor doesn't take my insurance. But if the doctor does take your insurance, it means he's being paid by the plan, and he has to do what the plan wants. Hmm. If you really value the medical service, you should find a doctor who will see you outside the plan, whether you're insured or not. If you pay for it out of pocket at the time of service,
you
maybe end up paying what you will find to be an extremely reasonable fee, mm-hmm. and you should be able to find out in advance what that is going to be. And then you will be getting his undivided attention.
Wow. So how do you start researching that?
Well, on the AAPSonline.org website, well, that's for the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, AAPSonline.org, there's a patients tab, and doctors can list their practices there if they're friendly to patients who want to pay directly. There are also direct patient care practices that work like a subscriber thing. You become a member, and you can see the doctor an unlimited number of times if you pay the monthly fee. There are all kinds of ways around this, and a lot of people are deciding that they're better off uninsured than paying a huge amount for these policies that they're never going to be able to use because the deductibles are so high.
Wow. AAPSonline.org is the website that Dr. Orient just talked about. Okay, now we go to the legislator. It is like a football going back and forth. What are your recommendations concerning that so we don't spend all of our taxpayer money them bantering around this issue?
Well, I think what they really ought to do is pass a bill that totally repeals Obamacare. And then there are people who say, well, argue, oh, there are very important things in there. Then I think that the Speaker of the House and Mitch McConnell in the Senate should open up the discussion of restoring whatever parts of Obamacare you feel are really valuable. And I think you need to explain to people what those parts really mean, like the parts that are supposedly so popular, like you can buy insurance even if you have a pre-existing condition, in other words, when you already know you are sick, or you can keep 26-year-olds on their parents' plan.
Insurance.
You know, you need to title it. This is a way to guarantee that insurance will stay unaffordable. Okay, if you want insurance to be unaffordable, then put that back in Obamacare. If you would like to be able to buy an affordable policy, then you need to let insurance companies offer policies on the free market. And they can price premiums according to risk. They will be able to offer policies that really give sick people the kind of coverage they need instead of right now. Insurers are doing everything they can to offer really lousy coverage for cancer victims and other people because it's the only way they can avoid losing money. So that's what we need to do. We need to make Congress confront the reality of what the plan has, tell people up front what it is, and see if they can get a majority of Congress to reenact all these portions of Obamacare, starting from scratch.
So it's up to us to call our legislators to give them some heads up. What do we really believe? So do you think this is really going to get out of Congress and really going to be passed?
Well, I think it's easy to get really, really cynical about what's going on in Washington, because we can see what the Republicans have done. They have promised over and over again, elect me and I'll repeal Obamacare. And as soon as they get there, they renege, or there's this backroom horse trading in the Senate. You know, give Lisa Murkowski an Alaska pipeline or something that she wants to buy her vote for this skinny repeal. Or, I mean, and she's not the only one. There are others where they're trying to sweeten the deal by giving something that these senators would like to have to satisfy the special interests that are supporting them in exchange for their vote, I mean, which the vote was promised to the voters before they got elected.
It's important to pray for your legislator. It's important to pray for the doctors who are trying to do their best in preventative as well as in taking care of those patients who desperately need their help. And it's amazing how this got to be such a big thing. Do you think it's all about money?
Well, I think it's all about money, and particularly for congressmen, it's about the donors' money, that they've got to satisfy the people who make these huge campaign contributions to keep them in Congress. And these are the insurance industry, the big hospital chains, these various medical organizations that profit from having mandated benefits that people otherwise wouldn't really care about. And, you know, the medical organizations are all in cahoots with the managed care hospital cartel as well. So it's really to the point where the voters feel that they have very little influence over their congressmen.
Wow. So let's leave people with a couple of tips.
Sorry, I didn't hear your last question.
Let's leave our listeners with a couple of tips that they can do to help themselves not be so frustrated about this whole issue.
I think they need to realize that their health is their responsibility, and they really need to find an independent doctor that they can trust, which means someone who is not being paid by the hospital or paid by the insurance plan, but somebody who will be available to them outside the system. It's just like, you know, with Charlie Gard in England, the system was intent on making sure that that baby died.
That baby died, right.
And put all kinds of obstacles mm-hmm. in the way of him getting timely treatment that might have given him a chance.
Wow. Dr. Jane Orient has been my guest, and Dr. Orient is very involved. She's the executive director of the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons. And the website that people can go to find some third-party doctors is aapsonline.org. Dr. Orient, thank you so much for joining me on today's edition of Encounter. And I'm Judy Redlich. Thanks you all for listening.
Thank you.
Encounter is you and the issues, where the facts and opinions make you an informed citizen of St. Louis. Thank you for your participation. Let a friend know about this talk and issues feature of Bot Radio Network and KSIV. Then join us next time for Encounter.